Welcome to Back to Basic Medcast, bringing clinical cases back to medical science.
Hi, I'm Alan.
I'm Thong.
Doctor, you are looking smart today, if you don't mind me saying so.
Yes, I achieved an easy diagnosis today, but my colleagues think I'm brilliant.
Lucky you. What happened?
Well, I was having a much-needed post-surgery coffee with a group of other surgeons today, and this neurologist walks in. A urologist sitting next to me asks him, "Why are you looking so glum?" And then the neurologist says, "I've got a gallstone. I've had some vague epigastric pain, and the radiologist picked up the small stone in my gallbladder." Then the urologist says, "That's bad luck. That means surgery." My colleague, a general surgeon, then pipes up. "Yes," she says, "abdominal pain plus gallstone equals surgery." Then one of the gynecologists there adds, "And you've just recently come back with a bout of typhoid fever. Now you'll be out again for some more time."
Oh, you had typhoid. That's not very common, is it?
No, but this chap has family in India and had picked it up during a trip there. Anyway, the doctors start commiserating with this neurologist, and somebody turns to me and says, "Why are you so silent?"
And why were you so silent?
Ah, so I put on a thoughtful look and asked the neurologist, "You had typhoid, didn't you? They must have given you ceftriaxone." And the neurologist says, "Yes." So I said, "Well, ceftriaxone causes gallstones. But if you wait, the gallstone will disappear."
Really?
That's exactly what everybody said. And they googled it, and sure enough, the literature confirms that ceftriaxone causes gallbladder sludge, which often, but not always, disappears with time. It may form stones and indeed cause gallstone disease.
What did the neurologist say?
Well, he thought I was brilliant, and so did the others. The truth is, about 6 months ago, a relative from India had called for the same problem. I had, I must admit, advised surgery. Luckily, before he was operated, somebody there told him to wait it out, and sure enough, after some time, ultrasound confirmed that the gallstone had disappeared.
Ah, hence the smartness.
Yes, it was pure luck that I knew about this complication of ceftriaxone.
Why does ceftriaxone cause gallstones?
Ceftriaxone is excreted unchanged in the urine and bile in roughly equal proportions. The gallbladder concentrates the bile, and if the patient is receiving ceftriaxone, a sludge may form. This sludge contains ceftriaxone and calcium, and small amounts of cholesterol and other compounds.
But sludge is not the same as actual gallstones.
No, but there are reports that the sludge may progress to stones in the gallbladder. There may even be stones in the bile duct. But overall, ceftriaxone precipitates are less of a problem than cholesterol or pigment stones.
Thank you for listening to Back to Basic Medcast. Subscribe to us on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts from, and we'll see you again in the next episode.